What makes something quote unquote newsworthy? Like, is it shock value? Like Trump going on a racist, xenophobic rant targeting Somalians, despite the fact that this man has shown he's blatantly racist. This is supposed to be shocking. To anyone paying attention, he's a fucking racist. It is known. It's been known. The fact that reporters can say that him saying racy things is quote-unquote expected, but outright racist and xenophobic is a surprise. On his initial run, he said Mexicans are racist and drug or rapists and drug dealers. Like, what? He wanted to instill, and still does, a Muslim ban. He called COVID the China virus. Trump is blatantly a racist, xenophobic fascist. His supporters are not misguided or hungry for change or people we need to bridge gaps with and educate. They're racist too. Even if not outwardly, they cheer when Trump says things they wouldn't dare only dream to say, but still clutch purses and cross the other sides of streets of the sidewalk and deny housing or a job. But Trump's comments still quote-unquote shock, so that's newsworthy. But the hundreds of Palestinians still murdered in a genocide draped in a quote-unquote ceasefire, they're unpeople, and the ceasefire is holding because those were unbombs and not bullets. Lebanon is bombed and invaded by the IOF under the ceasefire flag, also not news because, you know, unpeople. Syria, invaded too, also unpeople. The 83 people murdered by the U.S. off Venezuela's coast, only the conduct is news, because maybe or maybe not, Pete did a quote-unquote double tap, as Jesse Eisenberg would say, but the murders themselves and the flagrant violation of the U.N. Charter that bans the threat of force and the use of force on any sovereign nation unless approved by the U.N., and in case it's unclear, that they did not approve this threat and use of force against Venezuela. This is not news. So today, as I sit in my cell, fully aware that a group of guards pulled a black man out of his cell and beat him, and he's not been brought back, the pig laughingly said he will not be coming back, I feel powerless. I think, fuck, you shouldn't have cuffed up, man. Make him come in your cell so that you can fight back. Or I think because I know that these pigs are very afraid, even 5 to 6 deep. They cuff you to a wall, then beat you out of sight of the cameras. At least in your cell, you have a fighting chance. I think that if he stayed and fought, I could have fought too. Then I think, what would be the use? My mail is being withheld, and today the one piece of mail that I've gotten, my newspaper, from over a month ago, torn, tattered, worn, and beat, with a sticker telling me it came like that. I want to cry, because it's emblematic of how all they have to do is say something. Like Trump can call immigrants criminals to justify the violence. Israel can dub people terrorists or security threats. So too can and will the DOC. Prison is, after all, a microcosm of society. So I think, would this be newsworthy? Would it shock people to know that racist pigs beat a black man and laughed about it? And if they did, would people care enough to act? If so, what would they do? Would people pressure the director of the DOC, aka the president, who may pressure the superintendent, or maybe Hegseth, to inquire into the pigs' conduct, the soldiers in general, to ask for accountability? And in this hypothetical universe, that people care and care enough to act, and that action amounts to pressure that leads to an inquiry for accountability, in this mythical universe, someone adjacent to ours would, somewhere adjacent to ours, would the reaction or retort be concerned over the conduct? Well, I don't know why they beat him for so long, or I don't know why his cuffs were so tight, why such force was used, but never fret. The violence of the state in his incarceration, segregation, and exploitation is just. It's right. And maybe some went too far. Or would the response be like that of my newspaper? Well, it came like that. Because, you know, we're unpeople, so it came like that. there was no beating, and with no one to advocate, what do I do? Is this news? Is it racy enough, shocking enough, gripping? Does state-sanctioned violence only matter when it's trending or when the victim can be perfect, infantile, white, or productive? What makes news? Optics? Is optics so important? My mind is just grappling with the crushing weight of my existence in confinement, my existence of not mattering. The violence around the world elicits tepid responses of quote-unquote finding joy or controlling my money or divestment campaigns, bargaining, privilege, and performative. Unless your joy is actually a risk, say that of Palestinians unable to celebrate the release of their family as hostages from the IOF regime, then it's performative. Unless a pig will actually say to you, you're having too much fun, shut up, then your joy is performative. If you believe all you can do is control where your money goes, then you mustn't be afraid to dream bigger. Think larger, out of the confines of the box the established order put you in. If divestment is your only route, well, you're wrong, period. Yet, those are the responses, and it's deafening and defeating. The only thing is, I don't have the ability to give in, not even if I wanted. Because they'll never count me among the broken men, and we have a duty to fight and a duty to win. So perhaps it's not newsworthy, not enough to elicit real response, but it's engraved in my head. The pigs involved, the man they took. Our memory must be longer than the state, and I must remain steadfast, even though our struggle is not news.